I would have voted for that because there are two parts to those regulations, and both of them, I think, are beneficial. They were bipartisan regulations introduced, or it was a bipartisan bill last year that required those regulations, and I read the regulations for myself, and they said basic things like the doctor should make sure that all the parts are accounted for after the procedure, and that you should have medical staff on hand in case there are any emergencies, and then I believe that also relates to the hospital standards for the facility itself, in terms of, despite what you may hear from the other side on this issue, this industry does have a track record of creating some very dangerous and deadly situations for women. And so, yes, we do need to make sure that as long as we do continue to allow this procedure, that we provide as much care for those involved that has proven to be needed over the years during that procedure and afterwards, for that matter.